There were lots of mirrors in the house. Carol was standing in front of one of them in the hall, doing something to her hair with what Barry thought of as a kind of hairdresser's thing. "What's that?" said Barry, standing behind her with his hands on her waist.
"A hot brush. It's for styling hair. I nicked it from one of those rip-off places up Brent Cross."
She smiled at him in the mirror. She was back to normal. She was as she used to be. From the feel of her, he knew they would make love that night.
"I got a chicken," he said. "I got a couple of bottles of wine. You didn't want to go out, did you?"
She spoke dreamily.
"Whatever you say, lover."
He took his bag of groceries into the kitchen. It made him smile to see how she hadn't been able to wait to try out her new gadget. All the more precious because she hadn't paid for it. That was typical of Carol. The old Carol. To rush in and drop her coat on the floor because she couldn't wait. He picked up the coat, and her handbag, and her gloves, and a carrier, and took them upstairs. She knew she would never see him again after that evening.
"I'll buy your books," he said. "If I can't be anything else to you, I'll be your constant reader."
She cried after he'd gone, and took cold comfort from the fact that her last obstacle was gone. Jay woke up and cried for a drink of water. She sat him on her lap and gave him the cup of water to drink. He went back into the cot willingly. A little ruefully, and with a lot of hope, she looked at him. Some words of Edward's came back to her.
"Well, Jay," she said, "it looks as if we're in business."